Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
We sold golf simulators for years, and every single day we heard the same complaints from customers. The screens cut too easily, the mats were too hard. So eventually we just decided to make our own, and margins went from 25% to 45%. Same store, same customer, same audience, different supplier. Us. This is why I tell people who want to start an e-commerce business to retail first and start your brand second. And let me explain why this works and when you should pull the trigger. There's two ways for you to start an e-commerce brand. One is brand first. You have the idea, you go design the product, you get samples, you launch cold, and you hope people buy. And the other way is to retail first. That means selling other brands in the category, you build an audience, you listen to what the customer does and does not want, and then you launch your own brand. Now, I've done both, and I think one way is easier and more profitable. So we built this e-commerce store using the same methods we teach here at Dropship.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Ship Breakthrough. And we scaled it to $11 million in revenue in year three. On the store, we sold golf simulators and mats and everything you would need for your golf simulator from multiple different brands. We were a retailer for golf simulator products. We did hundreds, thousands of orders in that $11 million in revenue in year three. And people trusted us. We weren't just some random Shopify store they were buying from. We had reviews, we had returning customers, and we had a name in the space. And because they trusted us, they talked to us. Every day, we would hear the same complaints that the screens cut too easily, the mats were too hard, and a bunch of other complaints that people had about the products that we were retailing. So we knew exactly what people wanted or didn't want because they were telling us on the phone after they purchased, before they purchased, not on Reddit, not in some Amazon review, on the phone, in emails. Every single day, we could hear exactly what the customer did or did not want. So all we did was launch a brand to fill those gaps. Margins immediately went from 25 to 30% to 40 to 50%. Same store, same traffic, same audience, better product, way better margins. Brand first people try to learn the market from a distance. They'll go read those Reddit threads. They'll go read Amazon reviews. They'll do surveys or focus groups. To me, that's reading about a fight. And when you retail first, you're actually in the fight. You're on the phone with customers every day. You hear what they almost bought instead and why, what pissed them off after delivery, what they wish was different about the product, what questions they ask before buying, what they call you about a week later to complain about. That's data you cannot get from the outside, period. And this is the part nobody talks about. The brand first person is broke. They're scouring Reddit, they're making mockups in Figma, they're getting sample shipped, they're spending money, and they're earning zero. And in fact, years down the road, they still have no money. They have a lot of money on paper, their business looks good, but they still have no money. The cash conversion cycle takes forever when you launch your own brand, because by the time you spend $10,000 in your first order and you sell half of it, you got to order again. And so you sold half of it, you got that money, you got to order again. Now you sell the other half and a little bit of this one, now you got to order again. And it takes forever for you to get over the hump where you can actually realize cash in a business like that. The retail first person is making money and learning at the same time. You're literally getting paid every single month. At the end of the month, you can close your books. Most orders have shipped, if not all orders have shipped, and you can close your books and you can take the profit from last month. There's no need to reinvest in more inventory because you're retailing. You are drop shipping these products. You don't need to warehouse things. So year one, you have a profitable store and you're learning the market in real time. Year two, maybe even year three, you launch the brand using everything you've already learned, while again, still making profit and learning skills inside of your business. It's the same calendar, but two totally different outcomes. One, you might be wealthy on paper if you have figured out how to market a product that hasn't existed yet, or you can retail products people are already looking for and profit every single month while you learn the market. So you're ready when you can answer two questions. One, what specific inefficiency can I solve? Not, this product could be better. Be specific. Is it the fact that the screen's cut too easily? You know, when you're hitting your golf ball with an iron, you're going to cut your ball and the ball's going to cut the screen, right? Can you make the screen fabric better? Can you improve the mats so people's elbows and knees aren't sore after playing on a golf simulator? Think about what the customer is complaining about every single week in your emails, in your phone calls, in forums, that you're a part of, or maybe you host when you're retailing products, and that's what you can improve. Can you improve a specific inefficiency in the product? And number two, do I have enough brand equity to launch? So your store has reviews, returning customers, supplier relationships, more importantly, an audience that already trusts you. At this point in our journey, we were ranking number one for Golf Simulator. If you can rank number one for your niche keyword, you have the traffic coming in and you can present them with a better option. You can present the people who are in your audience, who already trust everything you say, with a better option. You're going to need to have some brand equity here to launch. That's when you know you're ready. And this takes time. It's going to take sales. So don't rush it. If you don't see a gap yet, that's fine. Keep selling. The gap will become obvious. You will not be able to ignore what customers are telling you needs to be solved in this market. But Ben, I want to build my brand from day one. I want to skip the retail part. And look, if that's your dream, it's not a bad route. I've done both. I sold pet supplements. I launched my own brand from day one in 2016 for $300. And I scaled that to a $750,000 exit, although that took 8 years. And with the Golf Simulators, we launched retail first, and then we launched our own. And in fact, John and I and one of our partners are doing it inside of one of our partner businesses right now. We have become one of the biggest retailers in the space that we're in. Now we're going to launch our own product after hearing what the customer does and does not want. And now both worked. The pet supplements worked. The Golf Simulators worked. I'm confident it's going to work again in our partner business. But one is way easier and less expensive, if I'm honest. Brand first means product development costs, manufacturing minimums you have to commit to, inventory you're paying for upfront, branding, packaging, photography, certifications, depending on your category. Don't forget the samples, air freighting samples over and over and over until you actually have a product, spending $10,000, $15,000, launching to an audience who has no idea who you are and hoping you got this right, all before you've ever made a single dollar. So it's a huge expense to carry while you're still guessing at what the market actually wants. Retail first means you make money while you figure it out. This is why we are such a big proponent of dropshipping, is because you're going to learn this market. You're going to retail products they're already looking for, and then you're going to find your little window in there of like, oh, this could be fixed. This could be better. Or I wish the product didn't have this. This kind of ruins the product for me. You'll launch a better brand and have a profitable business funding the launch of your product. So I've done this twice. Pet supplements brand first, Golf Simulators retail first, and retail first wins for most people. Click the link in the description, watch our free training, and I'll walk you through how to find the right who, the right niche, and how to build a high-ticket dropshipping business, one that can either keep printing money or eventually one inside which you can launch your own brand. Retail first, brand second. That's the move. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.